And we are going to look at a Bible verse. Let's stick that up on the screen, Dan, please. So the Bible verse we've got is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and it says this in chapter 9, the final verse of that chapter says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. What do you think that gift is? What do you think the indescribable gift from God is that it refers to in that passage in 2 Corinthians? Yes. Love. Love is an indescribable gift. I would say that's absolutely right. Not sure that's exactly the one that it's talking about here, although it could be interpreted that way a bit, but love is a gift, but the indescribable gift, I think, is something even more than that. What do you reckon? Salvation is a good answer. Could it be salvation? Yes? God? God himself is an indescribable gift? Maybe, yes? Jesus? What do you think? Grace? Grace could be what it's talking about as well. In fact, some people do think it is talking about grace, because the passage that's gone before it is all about people sharing their belongings and sharing their money and giving gifts to other people, and the way in which that blesses other people as well and gives praise to God through all of that. But ultimately, I think that what Paul's referring to at the end of all of that is about Jesus himself, the ultimate indescribable gift, God in human form, who is love to us all, and the gift of Jesus at Christmas time. We'll come back to that in a moment. First of all, I think it's time to open one or two more presents on the stage here, so we will do that. So let's move some of this stuff out of the way now. Let's move this table out of the way. Done with that one. Oh. Come on, Philip. Right, put that one there. Out of the way. Which one next? Big one or small one? I'm going to go for... save the best till last. Save the big one till later. Let's open the small one. Let's open the small one. Let's see. Oh, that's good. A new sack. A new rucksack for carrying things in. That's useful. Oh, there's something else in there as well. Put that there. A game, a box game. Pointless box game. Fantastic. Oh, something else in there. Tin of Pringles. There's a few things in here actually. Baked beans. A DVD. A Bible. Or a picture, twinning toilets picture. Our Christmas offering is about twinning toilets, by the way. If you want to make a gift for the Christmas offering, special one, there's envelopes on the welcome desk. Like the neat little plug there in the middle of this. Box of celebrations. We like celebration chocolates. A hot water bottle. We've got a lot in this box. A table tennis racket, a cuddly toy, a box of tissues, a football, a coffee making flask. Which reminds me, we need some people to sign up to make coffee on a Sunday morning. A big pencil. A Liverpool. A sword. A little Father Christmas. A rolling pin. A toy car. Little drum. A spade, a wooden spoon, a baseball bat, a hat, toilet tissues. A tray. A lamp. A fan. A sleeping bag. A skateboard. A dance mat. This is the gift that just keeps on giving, isn't it? Badminton set. A jug. Do you know what? This just seems to never end. But look. The voice. A little box game. This is the gift that just seems to keep on giving all the time. Doesn't seem to stop. A little cone. And this gift just goes on and on. It reminds me of that Bible verse we just looked at about Jesus being an indescribable gift. I want you to think, why is Jesus an indescribable gift to us? Why does Paul stop what he's doing in the middle of his passage, at the end of just what he's been talking about to do with giving and sharing and people thanking God for it? He suddenly comes out with this verse that people are not sure whether it's meant to be with the context of the rest of the chapter, or whether he's just in awe of the indescribable gift that is Jesus, and he just wants to pause and say something about it at that moment. Why is Jesus such an indescribable gift? Tell you what, children, I want you to go over there with Aaron, and you're going to try and write some things on the baubles about why Jesus is such a good gift. So you go over there where we play pass the parcel. You go over there. You're going to do that, and we're going to think about this together just for a few minutes. And I think that one of the reasons that Paul says this is because Jesus was an indescribable gift for the reasons we were talking about before. But if you think about it, when he came, and we remember this at Christmas time, which is where we are now, when God sent Jesus into the world, it was a gift to all of us. It was a gift to the world. He was a gift to the world. But we often focus on Christmas, and you'll find a lot of people will come to church at Christmas time that don't come the rest of the year. Is that true? Yes, because they're happy to remember at Christmas time. It's a traditional thing to do, to come to church and so on. And we can remember, yeah, Jesus was born and so on. But Jesus was the gift that just keeps on giving, that kept on giving. Because he came as a baby into the world, and he was a gift of God at that time. But then he walked around, and I'll bet the blind man who saw thought he was the gift that kept on giving. Because not only had he come into the world, the Son of God, given up heaven and come down on earth among them, but he made that blind man see, and that blind man would think, that's another gift for me that I didn't have before. And I'll bet the lame man that got to walk thought this was another gift for him. Not just Jesus coming into the world, but he got to walk again. And then ultimately, and Jesus did a lot of things like that, when he died on the cross and gave his life for us, that was another gift. The gift kept on giving. It wasn't just when he came and was born. It's what he taught, his teaching to us that we now have in the Bible. He's a gift to the world. And then he dies, and it's a gift to us that he laid down his life to take the punishment and consequence of all our sins. And then he rose again. Which is significant because he conquered death and came back to life. And he said, all who believe in me and trust in me can have that life as well. So as someone said earlier, the indescribable gift that kept on giving because it also gave the opportunity for salvation by believing in Jesus, that we can be saved as well, that we can go to heaven and be with him at the end of this life. What an indescribable gift that kept on giving. And it didn't stop there, because what happened next? Jesus sent his Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to help you. So now you can have a helper for all time, for all people, for us as well. The indescribable gift kept on giving. The Holy Spirit was now with us. And what the children are writing down there now is this. What they're writing down is the things in which he still keeps on giving today. So what about when you experience God's forgiveness for yourself? Is that an indescribable gift? That all the shame and guilt can be washed away from us? We can know forgiveness in him? When he gives you the strength, when you pray and ask him for strength to do something, he gives you that strength to do that daily. That's the gift that keeps on giving, is Jesus. When you bring your prayers to him and ask him for things, when he helps you in life in different ways, when he brings joy into the bleakness of a situation. Jesus keeps on giving. He is very much alive today. He is the gift that keeps on giving. And if we just keep it as Christmas, and we just think about that he came into the world, we miss so much about him. It's like just having a gift and just getting one bit of it. Because Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. And the only way to experience the fullness of that is to be in relationship with him. Now the kids are over there, and I've got one more present here. And they're not listening. And so, if someone gives you a gift, you have a choice. What's the choice? What choice have I got? Accept it, receive it, open it, take it, or to say, no, I don't want it. So many people do this. But what if I'm disappointed? What if this gift isn't really what I wanted? So I won't bother with it. Or they say, well, I've managed so far without this gift. I don't really need it. I kind of manage and it's okay. And what if it doesn't suit me? What if I don't like it when I've got it? So I'll maybe leave it. Or they say, oh, you know what? It might have long instructions. There might be lots of rules and I can't be bothered with that. I just want to sit back and relax. I'm not going to bother. There might be lots of instructions in that and rules to follow. So I'm not going to bother opening it. Or they might go, but what if I get bored with it after a while? So I'm not going to bother with it. Or they go, what if when I open this gift, in some way, it changes me? Like, I pull a Liverpool top out and I go from being an Everton fan to a Liverpool fan. Not going to happen ever. What if it changes me? Oh, I won't bother then. Or maybe if I open this, I won't have time for whatever it is. I've not got enough time to do that or be like use that or whatever. So no, I won't bother. We can make up so many excuses for why we don't accept the gift of Jesus in our life and why we don't turn to him and say, Jesus, do you know what? I'd like to get to know you more than just, what, Christmas time? I want to get to know the gift that keeps on giving. I want to find out what you can mean for me for the rest of my life, walking in relationship with you. We all have the opportunity to accept Jesus, the gift of God, the indescribable gift into our life. And my challenge to you is, if you've never done that before, will you consider turning to Jesus even today and saying, yes, I'd like to welcome Jesus into my life. I want to accept the gift of God in Jesus. If you do, please come and see me at the end, or one of the other leaders here, Lisa as the other minister, Aaron as our youth worker, or one of the deacons, or ask a Christian friend who you know is here, and let us just pray with you today. And receive him in the fullness of this. And if you are already a Christian, thank God this Christmas time that he is the gift that keeps on giving. And if you're not feeling the joy of that at the moment, then just pray and ask him again, because he'll give you that, because he is the gift that keeps on giving. He wants to bless you and give you so much more than you can ever ask and imagine. I think the children are ready to come back. Let's see what they came up with ways in which Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving today. They've been writing on baubles different things. I'm going to ask some of the teenagers to come out as well, because we're going to ask the teenagers to help hang these baubles onto the tree for us. They've got some string around them. So can we have a few teenagers up here to just help? Any teenagers around the place? Thank you. Let's have a few of you. Just come onto the platform. onto the stage. The children on the floor and on the steps, and the teenagers onto the platform, just up here. That's great. Good. So if you hold your bauble up and Aaron will come down the row and he'll ask you what's on your bauble, you speak it into the microphone. Dan, Aaron's got the microphone there. He'll speak it into the microphone what you've got, and then you can come and give it to one of the teenagers and they'll hang your bauble on the tree. Okay, guys, just get them off them as they do that.
Okay, now I have seen some really good things written down. Is anyone willing to share what they have written down on their bauble? I'm seeing some hands. If you want to share, just keep your hands up until I come, okay? Just, yeah, that'd be great. Now, did you put your hand up? Oh, no, you didn't. Okay, there we go.
I wrote, if we don't know him, Jesus the light will save us so we don't go to hell.
Brilliant, well done. Jesus will save us. That's something that he keeps on doing. Yep, thank you. Go on, Connor.
God is love and stuff.
And stuff, brilliant. I love that as well. Okay, Connor, could you go hand your bauble to one of the teenagers here? Do you know what they're going to do? They'll help you tie it up as well. There you go, well done. Good man. Oh, did you want to say something now? Did you want to read it? Well, go on then.
God is love.
Leo, God is love. Well done.
God looks after us.
Fantastic. Well done.
He saved us.
Say that again.
He saved us.
Absolutely brilliant. That is something that Jesus does for us, isn't it?
Love, hope, life, joy, food, and Christmas.
Love, joy, food, and Christmas. Lovely. Well done. Is anyone else willing to say what they've put on their bauble? Otherwise, if you don't want to, that's okay. But if you could go to one of the teenagers behind you, they will help you out just putting it on the tree. So they'll take it from you. And then when you're done, you can just go and sit down. That'd be lovely.
He loves us.
Well done. Is there anything else written on there that you could... What else have you written? He's put...
He cares for us, he forgives us.
Fantastic. It's a really brave thing to speak into a microphone at the front of church. So well done for you guys who have managed to do that. That's absolutely fantastic. Good work. So we're going to decorate the tree with those baubles now. For those of you who want to give it to the teenagers, they're going to decorate a tree for us. We're going to have them as a reminder for the rest of the service.
Romans chapter 6. Verse 23 says, the gift of God is eternal life. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. It is a gift of God. Thank you, Father God, for the many gifts that you give us. But thank you most of all for the indescribable gift of Jesus to us, that we remember particularly at Christmas time. And thank you that he is, as we've been talking about, that gift that keeps on giving. But we thank you for our families, we thank you for our friends, we thank you for our salvation, we thank you for your help in times of difficulty. We pray that you'll be strength today that to those that need it, that you'll bring hope into where there's seems like hopelessness. We pray for health for those that are suffering today in different ways. Lord, as people turn to you, as they look to you again, will you meet their needs as they turn in faith to you? And we thank you that you long to bless us and do good things in our life. As we come to conclude our service now, we ask that we can go from this place again with the joy of knowing you in our hearts and with your peace, Lord, that passes all understanding, keeping us secure as we go from this place to enjoy Christmas time and whatever that means for us. But may you stay at the centre of it and be at the centre of our lives. Amen.